Years of experience in repair will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the girls' state basketball championships concluded with a couple of title games Saturday night in Des Moines. In the Class 4A championship game, Kayla Armstrong drove into the lane and scored with 9 seconds left to give Cedar Rapids Xavier a 53-52 victory over Harlan in the championship match. Armstrong hit her shot from right in front of the basket just seconds after Harlan had taken a 52-51 lead when sophomore Taylor Wagner drove down the right side of the lane and banked in a shot. Harlan called timeout to set up a final shot after Armstrong scored, but Wagner lost the ball dribbling up the floor, and Xavier captured his fourth state championship. Armstrong finished with 23 points and was voted captain of the all-tournament team. Wagner's 16 points led Harlan, who was the state runner-up for the second time. Cyclones end the year 23-3 as the runner-up. Xavier at 17-9 wins the state title. In the Class 5A title game, Annie Penquite scored 14 points and sank 5 late free throws to help Southeast Polk beat Dowling Catholic 43-34 Saturday night to win the Class 5A championship. Southeast Polk relied on defense, rebounding, and free throw shooting to win its first 5-player title. The Rams were also state champs in 1977 when Iowa schools played the 6-on-6 version of girls basketball. Audrey Faber's 15 points led Dowling Catholic, which was looking for its 5th title. The Maroons cut a 12-point deficit to 5, but consecutive turnovers in the final minute thwarted that rally. Caitlin Engel scored 8 points for Southeast Polk. She was voted captain of the all-tournament team. The Rams held Dowling to 8 field goals through the first 3 quarters, and they out-rebounded Dowling Catholic 30-18 in winning that championship. With the girls' tournament now over, the boys' state basketball championships get underway this week in Des Moines at the Wells Fargo Arena. Action gets underway at 10:30 this morning in Class 1A when number 1 seed Danville takes on number 8 seed Wapsie Valley. Danville 25-0. They haven't been challenged all year. They lead the state in scoring this season. Face a Wapsie Valley team that's 17-8 on the year. Second game gets underway at 12:15, and we'll have that one for you live here on the radio as 4th seeded Storm Lake St. Mary's battles number 5 seed Riverside. Both those teams are 24-1 on the season, entering this afternoon's contest. You can catch that game live here on KJAN. We're on the air at 11:45 this morning with the pregame. Again, 12:15 is tip-off. You can catch that game live here on AM 1220, FM 101.1. Also on the web at KJAN.com, we'll be streaming that game live, and you can listen on your cell phones as well if you have a smartphone in your pocket and you've downloaded the free KJAN app. Now, also this afternoon, matchups in Class 1A include number 2 seed Lone Tree facing 7th seeded Boyden Hull and North Tama playing Ankeny Christian Academy. All those winners moving on to the Class 1A semifinals, which will come up on Thursday. The Class 2A boys will start their tournament tonight at Wells Fargo at 6:35. 4th seeded North Cedar will face MFL Marmac. Then the nightcap pits top seeded West Fork against number 8 seed Dyke New Hartford. The winners of those games also move on to Thursday's semifinals. In college hoops yesterday, 4th-ranked Michigan avenged last month's road loss to Michigan State that knocked the Wolverines from the top of the AP poll. Michigan slipped past the 9th-ranked Spartans 58-57 in Ann Arbor. Trey Burke stole the ball from Keith Appling near midcourt and went in for a dunk with 22 seconds left that helped to provide the decisive points. Michigan State's third straight loss clinches at least a tie for the Big Ten title for top-ranked Indiana. Also, 17th-ranked Wisconsin is left clinging to Big Ten title hopes after getting upset by visiting Purdue 69-56. DJ Bird and Tyrone Johnson scored 16 points each to lead the Boilermakers, who had lost 3 straight road games and 4 of 5 overall. The Badgers fall 2 games behind conference leader Indiana. Pittsburgh won its final Big East home game but had to put in some extra work to get the win. The 23rd-ranked Panthers rallied from a 9-point second-half deficit, and they beat Villanova in overtime 73-64. Pitt's Tlaib Zanna scored 9 of his 14 points in the overtime and finished with a career-high 19 rebounds as well. In women's college hoops yesterday, the Iowa Hawkeyes broke open a close game in the second half as they cruised to a 62-45 win at Northwestern in their regular season finale. The Hawkeyes finished 8-8 in the Big Ten, 19-11 overall, and Coach Lisa Bluter says it was a big victory for her team.
I feel like it does get us in the NCAA tournament. I feel like 19 wins, 8-8 in the Big Ten, the second most difficult conference in America, the seventh place in this conference. And yes, we would have liked to have been higher, but if you look at the standings, I mean, there one game basically separates us from that cluster of, you know, four, five, six spots. And so I feel like this was a great win for us to help boost us into that. But now, you know, going to the Big Ten tournament, we've got two wins in a row. We're going to play Northwestern again. I just feel like we've got great momentum going into that tournament, and we certainly want to get that first-round win against Northwestern, take one game at a time.
Sophomore Melissa Dixon scored 21 points to lead the Hawks.
Melissa had 16 in the first half. She was outstanding again. You know, whenever we're kind of in an offensive drought, we look for Melissa because she's the one that can just get us going, and she just has these huge runs of threes. You know, she'll get two or three of them in a row that just build such momentum for our team.
Well, the Hawkeyes and the Wildcats meet up in the opening round of the Big Ten tournament. That game comes up on Thursday. In the NBA yesterday, Miami beat New York 99-93. It was Oklahoma City topping the LA Clippers 108-104. Sacramento beating Charlotte 119-83. Memphis topped Orlando 108-82. Washington over Philadelphia 90-87. Houston outscored Dallas 136-103. San Antonio topping Detroit 114-75. Indiana got by Chicago 97-92. And the Lakers, a one-point winner, 99-98 over Atlanta. In the National Hockey League, it was Chicago beating Detroit in a shootout, 2-1. Columbus needed overtime to beat Colorado, 2-1. The New York Islanders in a shootout, 3-2 over Ottawa. Dallas beat St. Louis, 4-1. Carolina, 3-2 over Florida. The New York Rangers needed a shootout round to beat Buffalo, 3-2. Montreal, 4-3 winners over Boston. Minnesota beat Edmonton, 4-2. And Calgary doubled up Vancouver by a 4-2 final. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In racing news, Carl Edwards ended a drought by taking the checkered flag at the Phoenix International Raceway yesterday. Edwards led the final 78 laps and ending his 70-race winless skid 1 week after he wrecked five cars at Daytona. Jimmy Johnson was the runner-up a week after winning the season-opening Daytona 500. Denny Hamlin was third, followed by Brad Keselowski and Dale Earnhardt Jr. 1 week after becoming the first female pole sitter and the first woman to lead laps in the Daytona 500, Danica Patrick crashed out midway through the second Sprint Cup race of the year and finished 39th. Her right front tire blew out, and that slammed her hard into an outside wall while she was running 26th in that race. In golf, Michael Thompson captured his first PGA Tour title at the Honda Classic. Thompson capped a 1-under-par 69 with a birdie on the final hole, and he finished two strokes better than runner-up Jeff Ogilvie, who also carded a 69 on another difficult scoring day at PGA National. Luke Guthrie was tied for the lead with Thompson after three rounds, but the Tour rookie could do no better than a 73, finishing alone in third place, four shots back. The 27-year-old Thompson was one of only five golfers to break par in that final round. Tiger Woods closed with a 74 as he finished tied for 37th place in that tourney. In baseball news, Rafael Furcal had hoped to make his spring training debut yesterday. Instead, the 35-year-old shortstop was told to stop baseball activities altogether. Trying to come back from a torn ligament in his right elbow, the three-time All-Star had been told that he must have additional medical tests. With Furcal out indefinitely, Pete Cosma and Ronnie Cedeno are the likely candidates to take over at shortstop unless there's a trade. St. Louis manager Mike Matheny has a ruptured disc in his back. Matheny, a major league catcher from 1994 to 2006, is scheduled to have an epidural injection today to reduce the inflammation and get a particle off a nerve. And if the injection doesn't help alleviate the pain, he says surgery would have to be something he would consider. Starting his second season as the Cardinals manager, Matheny has had back issues for several years. He did not travel with the team to Kissimmee on Friday, citing back pain and food poisoning. He returned to manage the Cardinals on Saturday in Jupiter. And Jeff Samardzija will be the opening day starter for the Chicago Cubs. He gets the nod after the team announced that Matt Garza will start the season on the disabled list because of an injured muscle in his side that's preventing the right-hander from throwing. Samardzija was 9-13 with a .381 earned run average last season. He finished strong, posting a .239 ERA over his last seven starts. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.